Right, Hans Kolsbourne, I think that's how you pronounce your name. I'm not too sure if I get this right or not, but mate, I can't be bothered to reply to you because the point might just go over your head again. But clearly, you've clearly missed my message, and I'm just here to point out the contradiction and the fallacy of your response because, like I said just a minute ago, you clearly haven't read the post in depth, and yeah, you're unconsciously actually reevaluating, sorry, not reevaluating, reasserting my point and the validity of my point in the first place, because you've just said that politics and policies have real-world implications. At what point in that post did I say that politics and policies do not have real world implications? But you're completely missing my point. The real issue I have is with political ideology as a whole, and that the fact we have 8 billion people on this planet, and yet only about 90% of them can actually see the world beyond the scope of left, right, and centre. You are under the presumption, from what I can guess, that I'm, because I've sort of taken a dig at Elon Musk and Trump before, you are under the presumption that I'm a Paris supporter or whatever. Mate, I could not give a flying fuck about Trump, about Harris, about Biden. It's all nonsense to me, mate. Because the reality is, the fundamental issue is ideology as a whole divides countries, divides cultures, and divides people. The reason why I can actually tell you that is the case, because all I have to do is look at your response. Your response to me is that, let me check, your response to me, right, is good luck with your communism. That's what you'll get in the USA as a consequence. Consequence everywhere else in the Western world. Mate, I am not siding with a political side. You are the one who is alienating the other. My example is through Iran and Israel as an example. The minute you side with a certain political ideology, religion, or anything else for that matter, you alienate the other side, and you provide you play in this game of us versus them. You're trying to fight my viewpoints when they are being validated by yourself. Because I'm not interested in politics, mate. Of course, I'm interested in change. But at the moment, especially people on Noster and the ones who are aware of Bitcoin and the fiat currency incentive structure and the power structures and the dominance hierarchy, which is embedded within our neurological brain cells, neurological wiring, we understand that it's all about power. And the reality is, this is what the vast majority of political figures want, is power. Like, it's just so obvious to see. What other point can I make? Yeah, I just don't think you understand what I'm trying to get at, mate. Like, it's just so obvious to me. You're saying Bitcoin won't fix this. So what? You think politics is going to fix it? What if the fiat currency incentive structure is still in place? What if the power structures are still in place? Of course Bitcoin doesn't fix it. But of course politics doesn't fix it. What fixes it is individuals. Individuals who have a sh who's had a shift in consciousness, who can actually perceive the world without an ideological viewpoint, something you clearly haven't done yet. But I hope you do, because this is the trap what everyone falls for. It's so obvious that everyone falls for this trap. It's all finger pointing, mate. It's the socialists. It's the Nazis. It's the Jews. It's this. It's that. It's Harris. It's Trump, mate. I don't care, mate. I'm here to unite. That's all I want to do. And I'm here to explain to you that ideology is the reason why we are divided. Because we seem to alienate the other side by by thinking, as soon as you have a belief in anything, you're automatically precluded to believing in its opposite. A belief in, that's why faith is a stronger force than belief. Anyway, bro, enjoy your day.